Ask Pat.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 1119 of Ask Pat 2.0. You're about to listen to a coaching call between myself and an entrepreneur just like you. And today we're speaking with Megan-Kuhar from Megan-Kuhar.com. That's not actually her name, but you know what I mean. Megan is a brand strategy coach for musicians, which I think is awesome. I think a lot of musicians and sort of starving artists, quote unquote, could use a lot of help. And I love that people like Megan are stepping up to help. She's also a mom. She just does so much stuff. You'll hear her credentials right here at the beginning here. But her website, Megan-Kuhar, K-U-H-A-R.com. Today, we're talking with her about that brand, as well as, well, how do we ramp up sales? Sales are a little bit slow. She's just getting started. She has a course. She has a book. She has these other things that are going on. And by the end of this, you're going to hear just a complete, like, excited plan that we're both excited about and some ways that we could use the things that she already has to generate more income and even help more people. So make sure you stick around. This is a great one. And Megan's awesome. So yeah, check her out. Here we go. Megan, welcome to Ask Pat 2.0. Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, this will be a lot of fun. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Megan Kuhar, and I am a brand strategy coach for musicians. I'm also a professor of music technology at a university conservatory of music, and I'm a percussionist, an audio engineer, videographer, social media manager, mom, all, you know, I have a lot of titles.
Superwoman.
Yeah.
Love it. And the music thing really speaks to me. I was in marching band and went ensemble and jazz band and orchestra and steel drum band and all this stuff too. And so, like, I just want to talk music with you, but I also want to help you out. So anyway, where can we learn more before we get started?
Yeah, it's at Megan-Kuhar.com. That's Megan with no H, and my last name is K-U-H-A-R.
Got it. Okay, Megan, no H, K-U-H-A-R. And your business, you're a brand strategist for musicians, is what it comes down to, right?
Yeah. So I kind of have this unique blend of technology and music and marketing, and I actually teach all of the music majors at the school I work at about building websites and making podcasts and videos and defining their brands and just kind of helping to introduce them to entrepreneurship. Because as musicians, you know, they really are entrepreneurs, and it's a classically trained conservatory. So It's just not really that heard of to talk about business. It's becoming more and more important in a lot of schools now, but that's just something that I've been working on. And I love working with musicians to help them, to just empower them to be more entrepreneurial. So that's kind of the goal.
That is epic. I think that serves a huge need. And you are absolutely right. Musicians, artists of all kinds. I mean, we're all entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so that's great. Okay. So tell me what's on your mind.
So yeah, I'm hoping to really grow my online business so I can kind of help more people. And I have a podcast. It's called the Fan Finder Podcast. And I have a course and an ebook right now, and I offer one-on-one coaching, but I'm just having difficulty making regular sales. Like, they just kind of trickle in here and there. And I get a lot of messages of support. People love and need what I'm offering. They are really enthusiastic about it, but I don't know. I wonder if it's just because a lot of times musicians are constantly being devalued. Like, They don't get paid well, they're not making money. And, you know, they sort of translate that to other things as well. And I don't know, they're just hesitant to buy. So I'm struggling with wondering, like, how to, maybe I'm not packaging things well, maybe they don't want a whole entire course, you know, I don't know. So I'm just kind of struggling with making regular sales and really growing my business.
Tell me really quick, where are your current sales coming from?
So I have sold 7 seats in my course, and I have one one-on-one coaching client right now that's a regular client. And then I've sold about 30 ebooks. I'm saying that's all, but it's great that I've done that. It just,
oh, for sure.
Know, I mean, it feels like not a lot. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think there's a lot more that could happen, but at the same time, I mean, those are real humans whose lives are now sort
exactly.
of being changed. And it shows there are people out there who would buy. I mean, it would be a different conversation if it was like 000, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you done any, you know, research on your current customers on, well, what made them pull the trigger? What made them want to reach out to you? What was it about your work, your course, your ebook that got them to really, you know, take that credit card out and transact with you. Have you done any research and just kind of trying to understand why now?
Yeah, I have. I've done some research first to try and talk to people that aren't my customers as well. But I have asked my customers, all of them, about how they were feeling before, how they were feeling after, and why they wanted to kind of dive into this. And most of them said that the emotions that they were feeling before were that they were just really confused and out of control. And they felt like they resonated with me as a person. And so, and they can see that I have experience. And so a lot of them have come from my Instagram, and that's where I show up a lot, and on my podcast. I don't really know what it is about me specifically. I don't think I've asked them that, like, about my personality, but they all have said that they were really resonating with the content that I was putting out there. So that, I don't know if that answers that question.
No, it does. It does. And I think that's important to know. On the flip side, what were people saying who didn't buy?
I don't have money, or I don't have time. A lot of them are just thinking that they're going to figure it out themselves. You know, I've gotten people saying, like, I can't afford it right now, you know, things like that. So, of course, like, I definitely understand. But yeah, that's kind of the majority of the responses.
Okay. I mean, those are pretty typical responses for anybody in any niche who's selling anything. And what that really means is they're not quite yet. I mean, I can't afford it right now is just code for it's not worth it for me to spend my money for what I think is going to be there for me on the other end. Either what's on the other end is I don't know what's being offered here, or like they were saying, this is going to take too much time. Like, I pay for this, now I have to dedicate all this time. And so part of the understanding on why courses sell really well is because although a lot of that information is even potentially free out there, courses can package things into a way where we can get things done much faster and quicker without confusion. And I think this ties together with what you said about the people who had already purchased was, you know, perhaps they were in that mode of already trying to figure something out and they just couldn't. So they were willing to purchase something to help them through that process. And it's just making me curious to know whether or not the people who were even in the process of, like the people who didn't purchase, were they even looking for something like that at that point? And if we could understand a little bit more about, well, what were they doing right before, then we might be able to understand a little bit more about, well, why didn't they buy versus just, well, it's not worth my money right now versus maybe something that there's a little bit deeper of an objection. One thing that can help with those people, help mobilize those who, you know, actually are those people that you reached out to, were they on an email list, or how were you able to reach out to them?
The ones that already are customers?
The ones who didn't purchase.
Oh, I am in a couple of Facebook groups for like female musician, music industry people. And I like to reach out on those groups and kind of survey them sometimes. And I'll get into conversations with people on Facebook about that. And also I have discovery calls. So I've had a few of those where people have come on and talked to me for like 15 minutes and kind of shared some struggles. And those have been going pretty well. The first few I got, so that was great. I started working with them. But yeah, that's kind of what it is. It's been like a social media reach out. I have had not very good success with my mailing list. I have about 350 people and I get like crickets on that. Yeah.
These discovery calls are really interesting. Are they just private calls and they're just kind of one off and nothing happens to them after?
So it depends. So I have an ebook and the ebook comes with a free 30-minute coaching call. So they buy the ebook and then it's kind of like a mindset workbook and they go through that and then they get on the phone with me and we talk through some of their struggles and all of that. And then I communicate with them after, like personally, manually through email, not through a mailing list. So I don't have a sequence for that set up right now. So yeah, so that's kind of how that goes. And then the other ones are just, you know, if people DM me on Instagram or Facebook asking for my help with something, usually I'll try and direct them to a discovery call and talk to them on the phone.
And you do that for free?
Through message. Like 15-minute ones. Yeah, I do that for free.
That's incredible. I mean, that's massive value right there that you're offering.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah. Definitely really helpful because it gives them a chance to talk through, like, they pour out their souls. Like, they get really, they really are appreciative of talking about like what's going on. And usually I try and give them like one quick suggestion and then I talk to them about how we can further work on it. So yeah.
Because my brain goes to, and this is something that was really funny that happened after this podcast came out, Ask Pat. You know, Ask Pat turned into a coaching session, right? Just like kind of how we're doing it right now. Mm-hmm. And ever since I started doing it in this format, I've had loads of people reach out and go, Pat, can I have personal coaching? Can I get into something where you could teach me like personally what you just taught that person? And because everybody's listening to this, they get a taste of what it's like for you and I to work together. And then they want, you know, me to work with them. And mm-hmm. it's interesting because you're doing these discovery calls for free. You know, one idea might be to take these calls onto your podcast so that people can hear you actually coaching people kind of live and get a yeah. sense of what it's like to work with you and get even more of like your personality. Cause coaching is kind of scary. And I would imagine that musicians aren't really, you know, they're not like waking up in the morning going, I can't wait to get coached about business. Right.
Yeah. They're,
you know, no. But cause that's scary. And it's like, that's not where they're into, but if they could hear how like calming it can be and how you have helped others and, you know, maybe even bringing the people on who you've helped before, just to kind of share their story before and after a little bit. I think that could really encourage people to make that jump with you. And essentially you could sponsor your own podcast with your own products to kind of lead people into that. You know, hey, if you enjoyed this sort of coaching call, I do one of these discovery calls every week with somebody at random who's on my Instagram. So make sure you follow me there. And, you know, I might select you to come on and we could chat through your business and how we can, you know, brand your music. But if you want to work with me one-on-one, there's a couple ways you can do that. I have a coaching thing. You can check out my online course here. Or if you just want to start simple, you could check out my ebook. And then the kind of podcast becomes sort of the hub for just like how or what it's like, almost like Costco sample sizing of working mm-hmm. with you that everybody can then go, okay, I want that for myself now.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
So on your podcast currently, which I love the name, by the way, yeah. what do you do on there right now?
Every other week, I have either a solo episode where I kind of talk through a pain point or some sort of common thing that I hear people asking me about. Mm-hmm. And then on the other weeks, I interview somebody in the industry, like other specific coaches or musicians. I had a music therapist on who wrote a children's book. Oh, I like wow. to talk about entrepreneurship, just giving examples of what you could be doing as an entrepreneur musician. And I really like talking to people that are doing really unique things as musicians in their career. So it's a really great like inspiration for the people that I want to work with, I think.
I think that you could add on this sort of spotlighting your community element yeah. to your podcast and you know, make them the hero. Like a hero goes through struggles, right? And a hero comes out the other end even stronger. And a hero inspires others. You are just the guide, right? You're like, you're Yoda. You're making Luke Skywalkers and everybody wants to like be Luke Skywalker. So then they go to Yoda, they come to you. I think that could be a really interesting way for you to use the podcast that you already have and your voice and sort of the emotion that comes with that. And also that can help drive, like I was saying, if you use Instagram as sort of the sort of point of initial contact with people, I mean, that can become a very active place as well to help support all this. And then of course you can just start going like, okay, you know, last week's, coaching call winner was you know Judy and here's the episode where she's on talking about her story. And then what happens is people go, wow, like I have the same struggles as Judy and look what she's done for her. Like maybe I should reach out and see if I can, you know, get some help too. Or oh yeah. I can't afford the coaching because that's a little bit too high of a price, but I'll get the ebook at least to start. Or mm-hmm. you know, oh the ebook's a little, you know, great. I got the ebook. I want more. I'll go to the course from there. I think that could be a really interesting sort of customer journey for you.
Yeah.
What are the price points of your products right now? I see the course, ebook, and the one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd love to just get a sense of what the price ranges are there.
The course is $333. I just picked three threes
because
I thought it looked cool.
It's
yeah.
my favorite number three.
Yeah. It was the number I chose because I felt like it was not so little that my time was devalued, but also it feel like it was too much for them to contribute. And then the ebook is $37 and one-on-one coaching varies, but like for one 90-minute call, it's $255. And then like there's a 3-month program that's $750. I'm saying that out loud and I'm feeling like it's too little.
It is too little. I mean,
it's hard because I'm not, I don't know, like people aren't even paying for that. So,
but here's the thing. This is the trick. This is market. Like, they don't have to pay for that. The higher your coaching price is, the more value your course and ebook become.
Right.
Does this make sense?
Because that's, yeah, because the course is kind of like the entry point to the coaching.
Right. It's a price anchor. So what people see is on your offer page, you go, you know, hey, you could work with me one-on-one. And I come at a premium. I'm $999 for three calls over the next, 4 weeks. But if you can't afford that, I do have an all-access course that you can get access to right now for as low as, and where I'm going with this is as low as $120 per month for 3 months. Like that, and that's because it's like a price plan, right? Because you told me a lot of people were saying, well, I can't afford it. Well, you could create a price plan to make it more affordable.
Yeah, I do have that. Yeah.
Okay. What's the price plan?
I think it is exactly what you just said. Yeah.
Oh, serious? Like 120?
I'm blanking. What is it? Let me look. Because it's, I have a couple different, I'm forgetting off the top of my head.
Right.
That's terrible. Yeah.
No, it's all good. It's all good. And maybe they save a little bit if they go one time.
It's like under $200 for like three monthly payments.
Cool. So we're on the same page. So
yeah,
like when people go, whoa, like $1,000, I can't afford that. But like less than 200, I can get access to her brain all at once right now. Like that's a lot more attractive. And then the ebook in there is sort of like the basic level. You get what you get, and then you don't get anything else after that. That to me becomes a really great thing that you can even mention, like, hey guys, my coaching is like $1,000 for 3 month period, but I'm going to offer a 15-minute call for free every month, for example. And so to qualify, just use your favorite emoji below, and then I'll select somebody at random to come on the show and I'll help you out. Mm-hmm. And now that's like a $100 opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. Because the full coaching thing is $999. But then people who want the coaching but then can't afford it can see that you have this other thing that the price is justified now because mm-hmm. of that higher coaching thing. And the cool thing is some people, if somebody's going to spend $750 with you, they're probably going to spend $999. Like at that level, they're going, like you're probably going to get actually a few people at $999. Mm-hmm. Or $1,000 anyway. And it's going to be a much higher quality person than somebody that you would coach in that manner for 3 months at, $100. But the goal would be, I think, to push people into the course. And it seems like that's what most people are resonating with right now anyway. Plus the ebook, of course. And, another thing you could do is you could do what's called an ascension from the ebook to the course. You could say, if people get the ebook, you can have your emails working for you, even automate this. You don't have to. But you could follow up with the people who have the ebook and go, hey, if you got a lot of value out of that, but you're looking for more, I go this much more in depth in my course. For the next week, I'm doing a sale for my course for you that just removes the price of the ebook as a discount. So you can actually, get the course minus $37 for just this next week only kind of thing. And that it can be for people, like to make people feel like, oh, well, like, they're getting that book for free, essentially, in that manner. There's just so many cool things you can do when you have multiple products like this. Like, I think there's huge opportunity there. And I think connecting what you could actually do for people and how you've helped others already and people hearing your voice on your show, I think that you could start to see some volume come in.
Yeah. I wonder too, because like one of the things I was thinking about, and I closed the doors because I thought maybe scarcity is the problem. It's just always there and they're not ever wanting to jump. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking of doing like quarterly enrollments for the course, but I do kind of like the idea. If the ebook is happening all the time, then the course should be happening all the time because they should be able to go through a sequence after they get the ebook and buy the course.
Right. And I think the scarcity is you have only a limited amount of time to get this discount since you seem to be very warm and excited about it. Before the price goes back up for you or the bonus goes away or the free consultation call opportunity doesn't happen anymore for you. Whatever it is that goes away, it doesn't have to be price.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Cool. How are you feeling after all this?
Pretty good. I'm wondering about like messaging too. Like, so I don't like to be that kind of person that is like, you need this,
dirty salesman.
You should buy. Yeah. And there's just a lot of those people in like the coaching world. So I don't know. I want to respect that they are artists and musicians that don't make a lot of money sometimes. So I don't know, like, how can I give them that urgency without being that way? Like, especially through, because my content, I plan my social media content a whole month in advance every mm-hmm. month. And I have really high value content. Like, I share a lot of commentary about common questions I get and things like that. And I'm just wondering, like, am I sharing too much, first of all? And second of all, like, I don't know how to translate or how to transition them from that to wanting to buy, like through social media, I guess, especially because sure. that's kind of a lot of how I do it. So, yeah.
No, I don't think there's necessarily such thing as giving away too much. I think that what needs to happen is really focusing on, okay, well, when we give away stuff, no matter how big or small or how much or how little, how do we connect people to the next step so that they can go even deeper? And that's how they can get more access or how they can get something that they just can't get on social media, for example, which is a tailorized plan or a personalized plan or access to you, for example. Those are things that just can't be offered in that scenario. So a couple things come to mind. Number one, however you just said what you just said, like, was perfect. Meaning when you were like, hey, you know, I know there's a lot of coaches out there. I don't want to be that dirty salesman, but and I want to respect you as an artist. And I know many of you don't, you know, throw your money around with things that aren't helpful for you, which is why I made this helpful for you and why I have a guarantee to go with it. So that in case after 29 days, you're in the course, you're like, this isn't for me. You know, get in and you can get your money back at with no questions asked. I think that what you just said and how upfront you were about it would make people feel a little bit relieved and help them realize that, well, you are trying to be different. You're not trying to be like that. And then you can add on top of that and say and position it as something like, you know, hey, I don't want to be, you know, that salesman who just says like, hey, you have to buy now or else. I don't want to be like that. I respect you as an artist and I respect you as somebody who you may or may not be struggling with your finances, but I want to help you. So although I don't want to be that person, I also know that many people need a reason to buy right now or else they're never going to make this happen. And if that's you, I'm giving you that opportunity right now. There is a special bonus with this course right now that you have access to that I have to limit because it involves, you know, a 30-minute consultation call with me. And I can only do so many, which is why I'm rewarding those who get in now with this. And I can't possibly offer this forever, which is why it goes away after Tuesday when the launch, when the bonus goes away and the price goes back up, for example. So that's just a positioning exercise, I guess you could call it. But you can say those things and position it in a way where it actually is favorable to you.
So I guess my ebook, like, currently comes with a call. So I feel like maybe I should get rid of the call with the ebook and move it to like a bonus for early adopters of the course.
Totally. I mean, I would move the call bonus to the course level if and only if people, you know, that purchase within a certain time period. Because then if you offer that call, it devalues the $9.99 coaching that you offer.
Yeah.
Right. The other thing I was going to say, you could have like $37 book. Then you can have $199 book plus consultation call. And then the course is just like the next level after that, which is the course and everything in there plus the consultation call, which is like, people are going to go, well, why would I pay $199 for the book and the call? I might as well just get the course and the call all together for just a little bit more. It's just a numbers sort of display game in a way. But I think to make it easy, I would just move that bonus to the course if you're going to do that anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. I think we have a few action items plus a lot of things to think about with sort of how you might want to position things in the future. But I'm encouraged. I'm excited. I hope you're excited too.
Yeah, I totally am. Thank you. I love the idea of having them on my podcast. I think that's going to be really fun. So I'm thinking of a couple people right now that I can probably reach out to and have them on. So hopefully that'll be a really support for the community, like you were saying. I'm reading Superfans too, so that's making me think of that.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. exactly it. And I think that it could become this sort of like fun thing in the culture of your brand. It's like, oh yeah, like she just interviews, like she coaches live on her show, and you know, you can't help but fall in love with her and want more of that with Megan and like, be careful because you're gonna want to hire her after that, you know, kind of thing.
yeah,
it becomes a very shareable thing for sure.
Yeah, totally. I love that.
Awesome. Well, good luck to you. Hopefully we can follow up with you if that'd be okay to see how things go. And one more time, where can people go to learn more about you and your business?
Yeah. Megan-Kuhar.com is my website. And my podcast is the Fan Finder Podcast. So you can find me there.
Awesome. We'll have all the links in the show notes. And Megan, you're awesome. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Pat.
Thanks. Bye. All right. I hope you enjoyed that coaching call with Megan. You can find her once again at Megan-Kuhar. That's Megan-Kuhar, Kuhar.com. And good luck to you, Megan. I love what you're doing, in full support of all of it. And I know everybody listening is as well. Since you're here, if you are interested in now getting coached just like Megan did today from me, all you have to do is go to askpat.com, fill out the application on that page, answer a few questions, and I might pick you in the future. So go ahead, askpat.com. And of course, if you'd like to leave a review for Ask Pat, that would be super amazing. I read them all. I get them all in one spot, no matter what country you're in, and they just make me so happy. And the ones that aren't so great, I use to improve and fire myself up so I can improve and get better for you over time. So that's not like, if you do truly believe this is a 5-star show, like don't give me a 1 to try and make me get even better. Like, let me know. I get fired up either way. So anyway, maybe I just completely sabotage myself there. Anyway, I appreciate y'all. You're amazing and keep up the great work. Thank you for the reviews in advance and make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already. Cheers. Take care. And as always, Team Flynn for the win. Peace.